Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. George and I are in Jacksonville visiting our son's family. Second to being with my son and family is sitting on the deck in the morning waiting patiently as the sun rises over the marsh waterway with my first cup of coffee. It's a beautiful way to start the day. My son's oldest boy is playing the last of his high school baseball games this week. We won't get to see him play again until next spring with his college team. A long time to wait. After 12 years of waiting, working hard at least some of the time, and wondering if school will ever end at other times, the waiting is over for him and his parents. He will graduate in May. There is a lot of waiting in life. At home, my garden waits for me to prepare and plant. My neighbor has started his garden several mornings ago. He was out there digging up the leftovers from winter and generally cleaning up the space. That is a major red flag for me to do the same. I think about it every time I look out at the side yard, but have yet to get busy. Now I have no more excuses. My neighbor hauled compost up from his backyard compost pile and spread it out over the area. Then he spread some sand to make the soil drain better and spent 2 days tilling the area over and over until the soil was fine-grained with no clumps to prevent plant roots from spreading. Hard work and patience. A few days later, when we met outside the gardens, he showed me his asparagus. Yes, you heard me right, asparagus. He planted them 3 years ago. And the plants did very little that first year. I wasn't impressed. Then the next year, tall stems came up with almost airy, fern-like greenery. I didn't see any asparagus. I kept looking for the asparagus, waiting for them to come out of the 6-foot stem somewhere. Well, that day, when we were talking, 3 years after planting, my neighbor showed me the asparagus coming up from the otherwise bare base of the plant. They look just like they do in the store. Amazing! And a perfect example of waiting and being patient in God's timing. These two events, graduation and waiting for the asparagus, brought to mind what I have always thought was a direct quote from the Bible. Good things come to those who wait. When I searched, I found that the saying is based on Lamentations 3:25-27. I read several versions. From the King James Version, it reads, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him." The Amplified Version, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him." The Message, "God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks." You see, God's timing is already in place. Whether it is waiting for the asparagus to produce, or tomatoes to ripen to their greatest taste, or flowers to bloom in your garden to complete the picture you've planned, or the months necessary for a little baby to be born just when its body and mind are ready, the time it takes for the seasons to change, the sun to set or rise, or the years of energy put into a child's education. Patience, waiting. Just as an observer, I would say, we humans can work hard and are willing to do so. But patient? Willing to wait? Most of us are not so patient. As it says in Lamentations 3:25-26, passionately wait, diligently seek, quietly hope. And in 27 is added for the benefit of the young, quote, it's a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times. I think that translates to waiting. The times of waiting for the dreams to come true, for the hard work to pay off, are actually important to being ready for life. Sometimes rushing into the relationship to be married, like your friends perhaps, or because you're lonely. Not waiting for the relationship to develop, to get to know each other, can end up a big mistake. Or perhaps a particular type of job you think you want. You've applied, you've interviewed, you've politicked to get to the top, and there you are, and it's not what you thought it would be. Perhaps you should have waited until an opportunity showed itself that was a much better fit. And what about spending money? Spending it on things you want and charging it or financing it because you don't want to wait for the Land Rover or Mercedes or the Kia you've dreamed of, or if you really think big, the Lamborghini. You get it, and then you find it is so very expensive to have even routine work done on it. You struggle to keep up with payments. What is to be learned? Wait. Be patient. The time will come when you can afford a car of your choice. And perhaps your taste will change altogether in something entirely different. Instead of pushing to rush through schoolwork or dismiss it entirely, put in the hard work and wait. You can be assured the Lord has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. Check it out. Instead of rushing into relationships, jobs, purchases, wait and listen to the Lord's leading. Wait for His timing. He will show you the way that is best for you, that will fit skills, your budget, and your maturity. And when you plant those flower seeds or baby tomato plants, just wait. And you will be rewarded by God's timing. Lamentations 3:25-27. God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits and to the woman who diligently seeks. It's a good thing to quietly hope for help from God. It's a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times. And let us pray. Our Father, sometimes we are slow to learn that waiting on your guidance in life is best. Help us to live our lives as much like yours as we can, work hard at what we do, and quietly hope and trust in the truth of Lamentations. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to those who seek Him. And help us to remember, Lord, like a lot of things, asparagus takes 3 years. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.